Supporters of the timber industry say the president expressed a practical way to prevent catastrophic wildfires by using the industry to swiftly thin fire-prone forests. Supporters of the conservation movement heard him use wildfires as an excuse to cut old-growth trees, to limit citizen rights, and to emasculate laws that are essential to sustainable forests. It was a vague speech, longer on soundbites than details. So to know where the president's actually going, we're left with news leaks and logical deductions based on the past behavior of political appointees who'll run the president's program. This does not inspire confidence. Mark Rae is Mr. Bush's Assistant Secretary for Agriculture, responsible for national forest policy. Formerly, he was a top national timber lobbyist. In 1995, Rae helped pass the notorious Timber Salvage Rider, a ruse to log green trees while overriding basic environmental laws and blocking citizens from legal or administrative redress. The rider, known as Logging Without Laws, was overturned, but not before it destroyed whatever trust might have remained between the industry and the environmental community. To this day, it makes it difficult for policymakers to find real answers. Which brings us back to thinning. Thin a forest of brush, debris, and small trees built up by a century of blind fire suppression, and you'll do three things. You'll make the forest less combustible, future fires cooler, and you'll return the forest to the natural state it was in before human stupidity created the fuel buildup. Your forest would be dominated by large mature trees with thick, protective bark shielding them from fire damage. Scientists say these trees are also central to a sustainable forest ecosystem. But under Mr. Bush's program, many of these big trees will be harvested during the thinning. Why? Because the president relies on the timber industry rather than the government to do the thinning. And the industry can't make money on thinning unless it harvests large trees. There's no market for small ones that represent the real fire hazard. Conservationists have no quarrel with thinning per se, but they will fight to the end to prevent loosely regulated logging of old growth and mature trees that are not part of the wildfire problem. Oh, and one more thing. On this trip, Mr. Bush was also stumping for Senator Gordon Smith's re-election. Environmentalists say that stumping is exactly the right word. This is Les O'Coin.